Hi, this is Huggy Boy. This is going out to all the homies on a Sunday afternoon.
This is how we do it.
You wanted to never rush your money.
Hello and welcome back to Hops and Notes for episode 17. Joining me is Alex from Horrible Peoples and Turning Tables.
Holler!
Hell yeah. This one's gonna be weird. I feel like I've done a lot of weird stuff.
I like that you experiment with different, like, episode formats.
Yeah, it's interesting. I like it. Keeps me on my toes.
Also, I will just take credit because I
Oh, yeah. This was... to pull from Horrible Peoples, this was an Alex Webster special. She texted me and recommended this, Hello Kitty, and was like, hey, this is cool. And I was like, fuck yeah, it is. So now we're doing it.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
But before we get into the music, we're going to open up a Magic Boy from Battle Mage Brewing again in Vista. We have Chaos Bolts.
So good. You're wearing your Battle Magic shirt, too.
Yes, I am. Not intentional. Cheers, lady.
Oh, yeah.
It is a fruited sour ale. Alex, do you want to read the lore?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ye old lore?
The warlock prayed to the dark gods of old, conjuring their hate into a spell of pure carnage. He summoned a Chaos Bolt that seemed to suck the very life from everything it approached. The battle mage casted Misty Step to avoid the chaos that approached him. He felt it pull at his life energy as he barely avoided its kiss, the chaos carving a path of ruination as it fizzled out into the forest behind him.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Talk about Misty Step and everything. A classic, if you will. Tasting notes are light fruit character with a refreshing tartness.
And yeah.
They are not lying. Ooh, also, this can art is the
one that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have this can art in poster form. I need to frame it.
Me too. It's one of the few things that I haven't gotten a fucking frame for.
But yeah, I picked this up last time I was there. Very excited about it. Out of 5 bottle caps, Alex...
I'm going to give this a 4.
Okay.
I really love sours. I love sours and I love stouts. I know what I like. Stop trying to make me like IPAs.
You're going
to
like them. Look at Ruben.
I'm sorry, but like Ruben also is like a super lightweight and like has like a very limited palate because of his lightweightedness.
Ruben has slowly accepted it. I'm also going to give it a 4. It's really good. It's not punch you in the face sour, which I think makes this, like, drinkable for everybody. Because I have had some punch-you-in-the-face ones that I do like. But those will ruin everything you drink for the rest of the night. It's going to taste like that.
Taste, like, sour, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, this one has, like, that fruitiness about it that also, I think, makes it really palatable for, like... I would give this to, like, a newbie beer drinker.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know what I mean? And, like, you know...
And they're not drinking something that... people would assume is ass. Like, it's actually pretty good.
Or they're not drinking, like, I don't know, like, fucking Bud Light.
Yeah.
Like.
It is not the Bud Light of sours, and we are here for it. But yeah, now that we're going to be sipping on this, we're going to get to the topic of the episode, Ye Old 64th Grammys.
Woo!
Alex, do you have thoughts and opinions you want to state just... before we even get into this list of nominations.
Yes. So I made, it's 10 pages, but it's all like one line. Like,
yeah.
It's going to take a minute to get through all of them. I will say in my research for this episode, I learned that there are way more Grammy categories.
Oh yeah. Just don't see all of them.
Yeah. There are so many more categories. There is a Christian music category.
Dude, so
Alex, why is there a Christian category?
Alex sent me a playlist from Spotify that was like basically any and everybody who's nominated, what they're there for, like it's on this playlist. It's a 9-hour playlist. So I hit shuffle on my lunch. The first thing that comes up is like Jesus Deliver. I was like, what the hell? And I was like, oh yeah, they do Jesus Awards too. I was
fucking
so
Jesus
upset because I was like, because it started kind of intense because it almost sounded orchestral at first. And I was like, ooh, what is this? And then they started singing about Jesus, and I was like, oh no.
You were almost like, this is a fucking banger.
Yeah, it was really cool. Honestly, like, the people singing kind of ruined it for me, too. But, like, yeah, it was, oh, I was not ready. That had to get skipped. It had to go.
I feel like I needed to give you more instruction, because I didn't listen to all of that playlist. I skipped around to, like, songs that I knew.
I skipped around to names I recognized.
But there's, like, a couple, because, like, the ones that, like, I don't think you know, because it's not generally music that you listen to, that I'm like, make sure you listen to this. Make sure you listen to this. But we'll get to it.
I did listen to things I've never heard of, and, or, like, I've heard their names, and I've never heard a song from them. So that was interesting. Or maybe I have heard something and I just don't know. But yeah. So let's do this. First category on our 10-page list.
Yeah, so really quick before do you want to start with the heavy hitters, album of the year, song of the year, like best new artist, those kinds of things, or do you want to start with the genres and do those at the very end?
Yeah, let's start with the genres.
Okay.
Which one? You have pop music first, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's start with pop. Best solo pop performance. Con permiso. We have Miley Cyrus with Flowers. Doja Cat with Paint the Town Red. Also, sorry if I mispronounce any of these names.
I'll correct
because,
you.
Because, goddamn. I do know these ones, though. Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? From Barbie. Vampire from Olivia Rodrigo, and Antihero from Taylor Swift. I actually listened to every single one of these songs except the Doja Cat one. It didn't come up. But all of these songs came up on the shuffle.
It's for sure like a TikTok song. Uh-huh. Like it's like the I'm not going to even repeat it. Like I will butcher it, but like
these are all TikTok songs though.
If you hear it, you'll know. Okay. Yes, these are all absolutely TikTok. like bangers of TikTok.
So just really quick, I still haven't seen Barb.
The Barb of the Barb, Heimer?
Yeah, I haven't seen the Barb of Barbenheimer. It's not
you haven't seen the Heimer either.
Yeah, like I haven't seen the whole thing, but I haven't seen Barbie. So the first time I heard this, I was like, huh, this is interesting, and it's definitely like sad scene, but it almost felt like a, I mean it you know, it's a Barbie movie, but it felt like it would be in like a cartoon.
Yeah, it was in a very emotional point of the movie. Yeah,
I mean definitely,
and it ties in very well. I will say that.
Again, I have no reference for Paint the Town Red. What do you know about it?
Besides it's really like song. Doja Cat. I think like she's very like her persona, I don't know if it's like actually how she is, but like her general, like her stage presence and like her persona is very edgy and experimental, and right. I really really like that. This song, I heard it get played into the fucking ground.
Great.
So I'm kind of over it, but
I really liked Flowers when it came out.
Okay. Yeah,
I like what Miley Cyrus has turned into. Like, the type of,
like, music?
Yeah, like, because it's very, I think it's, she's doing, like, her own thing now, and she doesn't really care. I wish I could remember, I don't think I talked to you about this song. I don't think I've ever talked to you about this song.
Uh-uh.
This beat is very familiar, and I found out from whoever I talked to about it, it's a sampled beat.
Mm.
It's something that, like, and it's a very familiar song. I just don't remember.
Hold on. Oh, I know exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, man. Now I have to look it up.
But I remember the first time I heard it, it was because somebody showed me a TikTok or it was on Instagram. And I was like, ooh, but like, this is, like, it's funky. Like, it's got like a dancey beat. And I really like, I like her voice in this song.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I like Flowers. I think Flowers is a dope song. But I think it was definitely too early in the year. And it kind of burned out really fast.
Yeah.
So she probably won't. I don't think she wins this.
It's a sample from I Will Survive.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. Nice.
It also samples... Okay, I'm literally just reading headlines right now, so I could be entirely incorrect. But I'm seeing When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars.
That's the one.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the one that... Yeah, I feel like it was Bruno Mars, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so
Mr.
That's
Mars.
Cool.
Yeah.
Antihero, Taylor Swift. You know, it was good for Instagram and TikTok, but like...
I like this song, mainly just because everyone, like... White women with a victim complex, like the lyric "It's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me," like just became like ingrained in a lot of people's brains. Antihero, and All Too Well, 10-minute version, Taylor's version from the vaults from her redo of Red, are the two songs that made my mom a Taylor Swift fan.
Oh my god.
Like, I remember when Midnight's, the album that this came off of, came out, and my mom was just like, I love Antihero so much. I'm like, it's a good song. I personally think Midnight's has better songs.
Right.
But was, this is the most, like, this singly. This is the singly one. Vampire.
Okay, so I've heard her name so many times.
I would like to know, just from me, someone who loves Olivia Rodrigo, what you know about Olivia.
I know nothing. I know she's very popular. I recognize her name. So this song comes on, and I look at my phone every time the song had changed, because I was like, oh, what is this? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, fuck, finally. Like, I was waiting for this girl to show up. This song is very good. This woman makes music for your inner theater kid. They are so... extra, and all the music is wild, and the way she uses her voice, I was like, this is a fucking a theater drama that some high school student wrote.
So
it's not bad. Again, this song's good. I was just like, what the fuck?
She got her start, her kick into fame from being in the High School Musical.
Oh, there
like
we
the
go.
Disney Channel.
Yeah, maybe
High
that's
School
why too.
Musical. So she has, and I don't say this like with like ill intent, but she has a voice that has been crafted by Disney.
Yeah,
like in the same way that like Miley Cyrus had a voice that was crafted by Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like Hillary Duff.
Yeah,
like all that shit. Her first album is incredible, and then her second album just came out, Vampire, which is the one that this song is off of. It's really really good. The running joke is Olivia Rodrigo makes music because she's super young. She's like 19 or 20. Like, she's very,
she
very
looks
young.
Like a youth.
She makes music that for women in their 20s who still feel like teenagers. Like, I'm a 28-year-old teenager.
it definitely feels, because like I said, I'm sitting there and I was like, this is cool. I like the whole, like, vampire, like, the little lore she wrote into the song.
Sure.
Very cool, but I was like, this is for the youth.
Well,
but, like, I like it.
It is for the youth, because also, like, there's specifically... She's 20. There's a line specifically that mentions, like, there's a reason why girls your age don't date you.
Yeah.
And I was just like...
That one, when I heard that one, too, I was like, ooh,
as
nice.
A former teenager, totally get that. Totally been there. Get that. Like, and you know, when you're 19 years old, you don't stop to think, like,
Alex
why...
Alex former teenager.
You don't stop to think, like, why does this guy in his 20s want to hang out with a high schooler?
Oh, man.
Like, you don't stop to think about that.
Those guys belong in prison.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, that was the best solo or best pop solo performance.
Yes.
Noms. I think, honestly, solid competition. Aside from not knowing anything about Paint the Town Red.
Sure.
But that's cool. I do see... Oh, man. I don't know. I think Antihero also, like, kind of phased out. It stopped being, like, a popular thing for a minute. I don't know, man. This could go anywhere.
So, my official... Hold on. Let me make sure that I got all my shit real quick. I missed the best pop duo / group performances.
Ah.
Let me add those right quick. I mean, I actually... There's a reason why I didn't. I only know one, and it's Karma by Taylor Swift featuring Ice Spice.
Mm-hmm.
The other, there's Candy Necklace by Lana Del Rey featuring John Batiste.
Mm-hmm. I listened to that today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I listened to A&W for the first time. Whoa. Not for the first time, but since the album came out. And I was like, it's so fucking good. It's so good. Anyway, we'll get into it. So we can continue. I just wanted to make sure I didn't skip any noms that were noteworthy.
All right.
But do you want me to take this one?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I thought I heard something.
I think there's a car.
It's a truck going by.
Yeah, like something is under attack. For the best pop vocal album, we have Chemistry from Kelly Clarkson, Endless Summer Vacation from Miley Cyrus, Guts by Olivia Rodrigo.
In Them Guts.
She's 20 years old. Leave it alone. Subtract by Ed Sheeran, and Midnights by Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear any Kelly Clarkson songs.
I did. It was not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. Flowers, and another one that I listened to was from Endless Summer Vacation. I've listened to all of Guts. I've listened to all of Midnights.
I skipped all the Ed Sheeran songs because...
That's fair.
I don't care. I've had enough.
I've had enough of this man.
And I literally don't remember... The one song that got him really famous. I didn't know he was still making music. So.
I was very into Ed Sheeran's music in college for like a year. So I'm very familiar with his lore.
Oh my God. I don't know. It's just going to go to Taylor Swift.
I hope not. Like,
it's truly... going to, because these animals.
Not that, like, because I think Midnights is a really, really good album. I just, like, I feel like it must be so hard to be a judge for the Grammys because it's, like, at one point, like for example, Barbie got, like, a bajillion and 12 nominations.
Right.
Like, at one point, like, if you're looking at two people and Barbie is already one that you know of, like, four... Or, like, you know, you voted for Barbie all the way down at this point. Like, and then you get to one where it's, like, Barbie and someone else. Like, it's just like, oh, I should give it to the other person because I've already voted for Barbie so much. Like, I would overthink that decision-making process in a second.
Yeah. It's a rough life. Who do you think takes it?
For best pop vocal album, I'm going to say Miley Cyrus or Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, okay.
I think so. I think... Because I don't know if Miley Cyrus has won a Grammy.
I don't know, man.
I can find out real quick. But...
Yeah, I believe in you. You're faster.
what do you think?
Honestly, I think it's going to go to Taylor. Also, fun thing. The Grammys are going down in February. And now the question is Travis going to be around? Or is it going to be done already because they lost in the playoffs and he, I don't know, freaked out or whatever. She
had a breakdown.
Yeah. And then she goes to Grammys and announces new album while winning shit tons of awards.
Do people do that?
I don't know.
No, like, I don't know.
She would.
She has been nominated.
But she hasn't won?
I don't think so. She's been nominated, or awards, yeah. So for the album, the song, pop solo performance, and we'll talk about that when we get to like albums and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she also was nominated for pop vocal album in 2015.
Oh, good for her.
Good for her.
All right, moving on. Rock, metal, and alternative music.
I gotta say,
devil's music.
Right up top. I love that they just combine all the weird shit into one category.
Well, and a lot of these, like, best metal performance will not be televised. It usually never is. Like, these are some of these things you won't see.
Which I'm bummed about, because we'll get into it. But, yeah. Like, for example, like, the alternative music is such a broad brush that we have, like, Lana Del Rey, freaking Arctic Monkeys, PJ Harvey, like, things that do not sound similar at all. And so, I don't know, I feel like it's tricky, but it's that kind of music that can't exactly be quantified
in one
particular section. Would you like to take this one, or?
No, you go first. I'll get the next one, because okay. I get to scream in that one.
Me too. So, kicking it off with best rock performance, we have Arctic Monkeys with Sculptures of Anything Goes, Black Pumas with More Than a Love Song, Boy Genius for Not Strong Enough, Foo Fighters with Rescued, and Metallica with Lux Aeterna.
I heard three of these songs. I heard the Boy Genius one, the Foo Fighters one, and the Metallica one.
I heard Sculptures of Anything Goes, Not Strong Enough, Rescued, and Lux Aeterna, yeah.
Rescued was actually pretty good.
I liked it. I liked was pleasantly too. Surprised.
I was like, oh shit, I've been sleeping on the Foo Fighters. What am I doing? And like, it's not that I don't listen to them. Like, I do like a lot of their songs. I just, I don't know. Yeah. I fell asleep on them this year.
Been sleeping, man. I will evangelize Boy Genius.
I don't know what I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It wasn't bad. I can't tell you if another song came up, if I listened to it or not.
I don't think I did. Another one is nominated later. I don't remember off the top of my head, but that whole album is incredible. I listened to it twice yesterday. After I texted you the idea, I was just like, I fucking love these people. And there's like a whole lore behind them too, because it's three separate, independently, very successful artists.
Oh, okay. That's cool. In a group. Yeah. I like that.
But we'll talk about that. Lux Aeterna was fine. I'm sorry. Honestly, it was fine.
This album in general, like this new Metallica album that came out, it's okay.
Okay.
I've only listened to it probably four or five times, completely. Lux Aeterna, it was cool when it came out, and I did like it, but I don't know. It's not best rock performance.
Well, okay, so, spoiler alert, 72 Seasons, the album, is nominated for best rock album, and I only think they got the nomination because they're Metallica.
Probably.
Like,
it's not that good.
It's not that good. Like, it's not, like, I don't know. I don't think it's anything particularly write home about. But
I think the last album was better. But whatever. What'd you think of Arctic Monkeys?
So, Arctic Monkeys is actually, I think this is their last grasp at a Grammy nomination because they're disbanding.
Ooh.
So, Arctic Monkeys was, like, a quintessential Tumblr band back in like 2014. I haven't listened to any of their stuff since. They have the song like Do I Wanna Know, like the song like super horny, like
sure.
Ruben has sung it at karaoke before.
Then yeah, I was gonna say I probably know it and yeah. I wouldn't be able to tell you that it's Arctic Monkeys.
They're fine. Again, it's like the like Tumblr girl from 2014 who wears like those tattoo chokers, chokers, and like wears like docks and tights, short skirt, and like a striped top. Like it's a very specific aesthetic that I know very well. They're fine. It's fine. I did not hear the Black Pumas song.
I did not either. I don't even know who they are.
I don't either.
Cool. Who do you think gets this?
Best rock performance. I'm hoping, again, this is one of those things, because I know Boy Genius was nominated for best record, like overall, or like album of the year. I'm hoping Not Strong Enough, just because that one's my favorite song by far. I wouldn't be mad if Rescued got it, though.
Yeah, I personally think Rescued is going to get it, but we'll see. Shout out to the Foo Fighters.
Shout out to the Foo Fighters.
Okay, we are moving on to best metal performance.
Oh, man.
Starting at the top, Badman, Disturbed. I didn't know they were still making music.
It wasn't that bad. I think I heard it. I'm pretty sure I heard it.
I don't know. I did not. Phantom of the Opera, Ghost. Great. 72 Seasons, Metallica. I think that's the 10-minute song. Hive Mind by Slipknot. and Jaded by Spirit Box.
Woo!
I listened to 4 of these. I did not listen to the Disturbed one. It didn't come up.
I'm sorry. I listened to Hive Mind, not Batman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hive Mind was weird.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I mean, I don't know.
This, but again,
Slipknot's a little hit and miss with me lately.
I think this Slipknot album is meh overall. Like,
you said what I was thinking. It's fine.
Yeah. One of my friends, her favorite band is Slipknot. And when it came out, I had asked her, like, hey, what do you think? And she was like, honestly, bro, I don't know, man. She like, felt weird about it. She wasn't sure. And then, of course, because of the way the algorithm works and us, like, messaging that, I got this reel where it's like a slideshow of every album they've done. And it's like different dudes reacting to things, and I don't remember which one it was. It might be Iowa, where it's like, it's the goat, the fucking goat. Like, he's just screaming. But when it gets to this most recent one, I don't even remember what it's called. It was just like the most negative thing ever, and I was like, oh my god.
Not popular with the Slipknot fans.
No, or at least some Slipknot fans. 72 sure. Seasons, again, meh.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Don't expect
these
Master of Puppets.
Right. I'm very excited that Spirit Box is getting some fucking recognition.
I don't think I heard this song.
Uh-huh.
I heard a song. I don't know what song it was, but
like, in general or on the album? Or on the list that the playlist
on the
that
playlist.
I gave. The only Spirit Box song is this song.
Okay, then
on
yeah.
The playlist. Yeah.
Then yeah, so this is the one I heard.
Yeah.
No, it was alright. I wasn't sure what to expect.
Have you ever listened to Spirit Box?
No. But I've heard you talk about them before.
Yes.
So
I feel very passionately about Spirit Box. I still I missed Ruben's birthday because I had tickets to their concert.
Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting. I don't know. It's not for me.
That's okay.
I might have to investigate more, but like what I heard, I was like, eh.
This isn't like my favorite Spirit Box song. Mm-hmm. I wish that they had gotten they did I don't think they put out an album during the Grammy season. I don't know how else to put it, but like the judging period.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is their first EP in a minute. Because beforehand, they put out Eternal Blue, which came out in 2020.
Okay.
Or 2021. Like, it was still kind of like they weren't able to tour for the album until this year.
Right.
Basically. That could be total bullshit. But that's what feels correct right. To me at the current moment. And then this EP dropped last week.
Oh shit, okay.
This was one of the singles though, so they were able it was yeah. like
so multiple, it was out earlier.
It was out, yeah. I like it. I think there's stronger songs on the EP, but overall I really like Courtney LaPlante, who's mm-hmm. the lead singer. I also just think it's cool when women are in metal.
Yeah. I love female singers and front women, like
yeah.
It's very cool because I feel like like the male frontman for most metal bands,
mm-hmm.
unless it's like Amon Amarth or Gloryhammer or mm-hmm. something with a theme or like Ghost,
mm-hmm.
these are some lazy motherfuckers. They're shorts, t-shirt,
uh-huh.
But like also like a lot of them run around and like doing all this shit. I really like the women, like, get into it. They get into, like, a character.
Well,
and it's not even saying that they're not like that normally,
sure.
But, like, the outfit is wild, but it looks fucking cool. And, like, it's fun.
Well, Courtney also is very, like, active on stage, which is insane mm-hmm. because she's screaming and singing.
Yeah.
Like, at the same time. It's nuts. And she's, like, she just, like, runs around and, like, dances. She does her little dancey dance.
just all your bands?
I love a little dancey dance. What can I say? I love a little dancey dance. But, yeah, I think this is a good song. I hope it wins. Well, I don't know. I'm torn between Spirit Box and Ghost, of course. I say wearing my Ghost sweatshirt.
This Phantom of the Opera recording, I've already talked about it before. It is so good.
I think you like it better than I do. I think it's fine.
I like it a lot just because I really like Phantom of the Opera. But, like, I like specific parts of it. I like the riff.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the keep your distance, walk away part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was, like, really cool to me. Their guitar tone was cool. But I think from this album, I kind of like Jesus, He Loves Me.
I like Jesus, He Loves Me more. It's iconic.
Hold on, I'm going to look up the album because there's one song on there, too, that... I mean, honestly, it's all covers, by the way. This is a cover of an Iron Maiden song.
Yeah.
Sorry if I didn't make that clear. So this entire album for them is all covers, which, again, I think is dope. But where are you? Fantomine, there it is. I like See No Evil.
It was good.
I like that. Evil!
Yeah.
Like, that was cool. Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, any of those songs could have gotten nominated.
I'm not sure. Did Ghost get nominated for the last album they put out?
For Impera?
Yeah. I remember seeing Tobias at an award show. I'm not sure if I'm making that up, though.
Let's see. He's gotten a few. Oh, they've been nominated a few. They won one. Let's see.
Who can get there first? It did not.
Yeah, it did.
It did?
Call Me Little Sunshine last year for Best Metal Performance. It was nominated. They were nominated for Prequel, and they won for Cerise.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's, you'd think they'd put that on there under accolades for Impera. It's not there. Like, it doesn't say they won a Grammy.
Wait, Call Me Little Sunshine is on Impera, right? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
It has to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Last year.
Yes.
That's when they got the nomination. They didn't win. Sorry. So they got nominated for Call Me Little Sunshine, nominated for Prequel, but they won for Cerise.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's one of the singles from Impera.
Yeah.
Hunter's Moon is the other one.
I remember I
20s was one, which I think is interesting.
I didn't like Call Me Little Sunshine when it first came out. I was like, I don't know. I don't really dig it. Like, something about it feels weird. And then listening to the whole album, I was like, this song fucks. It's so good.
You know, that's so funny. That's how I felt about 20s.
No, you didn't like 20s?
I was so indifferent about 20s. And then, for me, it was seeing it live.
Oh, yeah.
Like, once I saw 20s live, I was like, I get it now. And now, whenever I listen to it, I'm just like, ah, yes. Okay.
Yes. 20s! This memory that I don't have video evidence of. We're waiting for that DVD to drop.
I want those dancing skeletons, man.
Oh my god, it was so cool.
But yeah. Okay, yeah. Now I'm looking at the singles from Imperia. Yeah, Hunter's Moon, Call Me Little Sunshine, 20s, and Spillways. All bangers.
Fucking great songs.
Fucking bangers. Anyway, we're not talking about Imperia today.
Yeah. And then I didn't listen to Bad Man. It didn't come up. I also did not know that Disturbed was still making music.
I didn't either.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
Who are you?
Honestly, I think Ghost takes it, but that's just because I really like that cover.
I feel like realistically, it's going to be between Ghost and Metallica. I want Spirit Box to win, though. In my heart of hearts, I want Spirit Box to win.
This is one that we will have to look up because it's not going to be televised.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. And we're going to move on to Best Rock Song.
Yeah.
Con permiso. Starting at the top, Angry from the Rolling Stones.
Why? Did they just re-release it?
I have no idea.
I don't.
While you're looking that up?
Well, no. Because, like, I just don't understand. Because this song has been out. Yes?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. My time is an illusion.
Ma'am, and you I don't are know. Stressing me out.
No, it's fine.
No, it came out this year.
Okay. I feel like I heard it before this year.
I mean, the problem is, is it does sound like a Rolling Stones song.
That and, could be exactly.
Well, that's the thing, is like it kind of blends in with everything else that you've heard. Because I actually listened to this today. We'll talk about it.
Yes, I did too.
Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl from our girl Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Emotion Sickness from Queens of the Stone Age. Again, didn't know they were still around.
Know.
Not Strong Enough is back from Boy Genius. And Rescued Again from the Foo Fighters. Angry. Did not know this was a thing until it came up on the playlist. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit, a Rolling Stone song. Oh shit, a Rolling Stone.
Like, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? But honestly, yeah, I don't know.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's not bad. It just, I don't think it's...
It sounds like every other Rolling Stone song I've ever
it's
heard.
Not Grammy good.
Ooh, okay. I think it's fascinating that Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl made it into the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand that.
I did not hear this. Also, Daniel, you might have to change that last name, my guy. The, one of the songwriters, aside from Olivia, he's got to be careful
with
that one.
Well, you know, let's just say if Danny has to say it, he has to enunciate very, very well.
Yeah.
Emotion Sickness, I did hear.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but also, like, I enjoy Queens of the Stone Age, and they have a very particular sound that is, like, it reminds me of my youth.
Okay. Okay.
So there's, like, something comforting in that. Obviously, like, their music style has shifted quite a bit since I listened to them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was good.
All right. Who do you think takes it?
Best rock song? Probably Rescued.
Yeah.
I think.
But again, that's me saying yeah, but I haven't heard two of the five songs.
Sure. Well, also, like, the Rolling Stones don't need another Grammy. Sorry.
Rolling Stones didn't need to do anything. they could do nothing.
They should.
Yeah. Just keep coming out of
entire
movies.
Let other musicians do things. Fuck.
I think just Rescued has a very rock and roll feel.
Yeah. Because when I think, like, rock... Like, music, I like, obviously, Foo Fighters, for sure.
Yeah.
I would say Rescued, Not Strong Enough, Emotion Sickness.
Okay. What do we got next?
Next, we have Best Rock Album. Again, but here we are, from the Foo Fighters. Starcatcher by Greta Van Fleet.
Mm-hmm.
72 Seasons by Metallica. And This Is Why... by Paramore, and In Times New Roman from Queens of the Stone Age.
I did not hear anything else off that Foo Fighters album. Again, not intentionally, just because it was on shuffle.
Sure.
Well,
they didn't have the whole album.
Right.
Like, they had, like, a song from the album or whatever.
Well, I saw a few people got repeated. Like, there were people with multiple songs.
Yeah.
But... you know, whatever.
Olivia Rodrigo.
I did hear a Greta Van Fleet song. It was interesting. It started, like, kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
And then it built up into a Greta Van Fleet song.
I don't listen to them.
It's...
And I don't particularly care about them. Or I didn't care for it.
I feel like it's one of those bands where, like, you discovered it one day and you're like, holy fuck, this band.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... everybody else doesn't know they don't know they exist, or like, not that band, like, because they have that very, I mean, the vocals alone are very, like, interesting,
sure,
but, you know, their guitar tones are very them, like, it's a very signatured thing.
Yes, I can see that. Well, also, like, I've caught that's not a word, I've caught, like, glimpses and, like, snippets of mm-hmm. their songs on, like, TikTok, because people are thirsting over the guitarist, I think.
Probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, and so I would, like, watch, because I have eyes, and I was just, and I didn't really care about the music necessarily, like, I was just like, okay, this is whatever, but I was surprised, because they had, like, such a huge following, and I had never heard a single song from them before.
Well, they opened for Metallica last year?
Oh, cool.
I think, on a tour. My friend said it was a hell of a show, but
I mean, they have, like, a very commanding stage presence. Like, it looks like they know how to, like, really work a crowd, but yeah, I'm very indifferent. I didn't hear any of the other Foo Fighters stuff. 72 seasons is 72 season. But you guys know how I feel about This Is Why.
I'm honestly surprised it's on this list.
From my good bitch's paramour.
From this good bitch. Oh my god. I was honestly, because I didn't, I like glanced over this for a little bit, but then I started listening, so I kind of like stopped paying attention to my computer. And when This Is Why started, I was like, I know this song. And I look and I'm like, no fucking way, that's so cool. I'm honestly surprised. Very, very surprised.
Yeah. Who do you think's gonna take it?
I don't know. I want to say Foo Fighters again, but I also wouldn't be surprised if Greta Van Fleet wins this. I would not be surprised at all. People would lose their shit.
I want Paramore to win.
It would God be good. Damn it. Have they won any?
I don't think so. Let me fact check that real quick. But no. God damn it. Yeah, so let's see. No.
Are you looking on Wikipedia?
They won in 2015 for Ain't It Fun.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only one. They've been nominated for the Twilight song, Decode. The only exception, they were nominated. They won for Ain't It Fun in 2015, and then This Is Why.
All right.
Obviously.
We'll see what happens. Go ahead with this next one, because this one's kind of weird. You had mentioned it, so...
Oh, okay, yeah. For Best Alternative Music Performance, we have Belinda Says by Always? I'm assuming they just spell it weird.
All the Vase.
Body Paint by Arctic Monkeys, Cool About It by Boy Genius, A&W by Lana Del Rey, and This Is Why by Paramore. This is a stacked fucking section.
This is a lot.
And I'm really sad about it.
This is so much.
But again, this is what I was talking about earlier, where it's like, Lana Del Rey does not sound like Paramore, does not sound like Boy Genius. Nope. Like, there's a lot. Does not sound like Arctic Monkeys.
Does not sound like alternative music.
Right. I love A&W. It's a little long.
It's a long song, yeah.
It's like 7 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So, and then it does like that thing 2/3 of the way in where it switches like the sound changes and like it sounds like a different song for a hot second.
I've seen video of her doing this song, and it's so good.
Oh, is it?
It's so good.
So, my question, I don't know if you know the answer to this when it comes to the Grammys, but when they give someone a nomination for Best Performance, is it for a specific performance they did?
I see, that's the thing, is I don't know if it's the recorded performance or, like, a live performance.
But that would make it no different from, like, Best Song.
That's what I'm saying. I want to say it's a live performance.
No. It's giving me the rules for, the, like...
Yeah, I'm getting Award Center updates and all kinds of crap. I'm gonna say, just because it makes me feel better, that it is for a live performance.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it has to be.
I think... man. There was one year, I don't remember what fucking band it was. They were nominated for, Best Metal Performance, and I'm pretty sure it had a date on there. So I'm like 99% sure that like it's for a live performance.
Okay. You doing okay? Do you want some Benadryl?
No, it's literally, this eye's been giving me problems all day
today. Oh, okay. Sometimes Danny has allergy attacks in my apartment.
Oh my god, that one time during turning tables.
You were DMing.
I was literally, thankfully I was talking about a character with dirt in his eyes, and the whole time I'm like scratching my face, and I was like, hey, I can't open my eyes, we gotta pause real quick. Oh my god, anyway, who do you think takes this one? This is a tough one.
I don't, okay, so... This Is Why is a great song, like, performed live. Like,
I remember you said that.
Haley fucking brings it. I haven't seen Cool About It. Britannia's munching.
She's chomping.
Honestly, I love Boy Genius so much. But I'm it's a toss up for This Is Why and A&W for me.
Same. To be honest, those two, the live performances are insane.
Mm-hmm.
I just,
I haven't even seen the performance of A&W, and I'm like, I'm sure it fucking slaps.
It slaps. It gets emotional.
Yes.
All right. Best alternative music album.
This is the most robust genre.
No.
Because like I would like pick and choose. This one, I was just like, I want to keep that one in. So I ended up doing the entire genre like nominations. Mm-hmm. All the other ones I picked and chose. So
We got The Car from Arctic Monkeys, The Record from Boy Genius. Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Ocean Boulevard from Lana Del Rey? Cracker Island from The Gorillaz. And I Inside the Old Year Dying from PJ Harvey. Who in the hell is PJ Harvey?
She's like...
It's a girl?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what the fuck. It was probably something with a feature, because I hated it.
Oh, no, I didn't like it.
It was bad.
No. So, as I was, before I found that playlist, as I was making this list, I was going through and kind of like, oh, I haven't heard this band before, but they sound interesting. Let me go, like, listen and, like, see what they're about.
Hey, kitty.
And, I got to I Inside the Old You're Dying, and I was like, what the fuck? It's too ethereal and weird and a little too experimental for me.
Let me think about Cracker Island.
I didn't listen to any of Cracker Island. Me on vacation, Cracker Island.
You on the cruise?
Yeah, Cracker Island.
Oh man, I don't think I listened to any of that either. The Record. I'm gonna skip Lana Del Rey because I have thoughts and feels and opinions. The Record from Boy Genius, whole album. You love it?
I fucking love it. It's so good.
I liked what I heard.
Yeah, it's so, so good.
The Car. Did you hear any of it besides the one?
No.
Okay, we have one thing on that.
I listened to three of these albums, or like parts of three of these albums, mm-hmm. and I only liked two, so.
Did you know that there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard? Do you remember when this song came out?
This
the
album?
Single? No, the single. When
yes,
the single
I do.
Out.
I do.
I was sitting at my desk at work, and I was like, oh, I'm going to cry. This is yes. such a sad no, song.
I remember because you were texting me, and you were just like, I can't listen to this right now.
I think I texted like at least five people that I know would listen to it, or mm-hmm. at least actively listen to Lana Del Rey, and we all had the same reaction. We're like,
yeah.
I'm sad. Like, this is the saddest thing I've listened to all day.
I remember because I had recently started, when the single came out, I'd recently started at my new job, mm-hmm. or at the job that I'm at now. And or like I remember specifically being at my desk and you being like, have you listened to this yet? You're like, it's so fucking sad. And I was just like, I'm not prepared. And you're like, you need to listen to it. I'm like, okay.
The album is really good. I love this album. I mean, I honestly, we will cover a Lana Del Rey album soon-ish, because I need to profess my love for Lana Del Rey. But
that was one of the funnest, most unexpected facts to learn about you, Danny. Like, when you were just like, no, I unironically fucking love Lana Del Rey.
Oh my god. Live to Die. Ugh. I had that album in my car, in my old car, when I had a CD player.
Right.
But yeah, this album is very good. I listened to it a lot when it had come out. And then I had to stop because I was getting sad at work. But I don't know, man. The Boy Genius one was really good. I personally want Lana Del Rey to win, but I don't think she has enough mainstream attention.
Really? I think if you were to compare Lana Del Rey and Boy Genius, I think Lana Del Rey for sure has a lot more, like, not social capital, but like a lot more like popularity.
I think her fans are more like.
Again, this is also could just be me coming from like my 2014 Tumblr like days where like, because everyone that I know knows at least fucking like Summertime Sadness. You know what I mean?
Slaps. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's the thing. Like, that's from album one. Like, if I ask people who listen to any of these bands, not just on this list, but like any artists like way back, you know, hey, do you listen to Lana Del Rey? The answer is usually no. Or, like, I know Summertime Sadness.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of people that, like, have actually followed and listened to. I know a few, but, like, I don't know too many people that have or do.
Interesting.
Or they just don't talk about
it. Maybe. I mean, you know, a lot of those, shame. Yeah.
I will post her.
No, I remember when, like, Norman fucking Rockwell came out. Yeah. And, like, people were really, like, into it. So, mm-hmm. And it could just be, like, my social circle or, like, people that I know on, like, you know, online. Yeah.
But, I mean, she fucking kills it. Sells out every show. It's impossible to get to these shows now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so mad. But yeah. Who do you think is going to take it? Let's hope it's not PJ Harvey.
I hope if it's PJ Harvey, I'm going to freak out. hopefully Boy Genius.
Okay.
That's my prediction. Are there any out of all of these categories that we've covered based on what you've listened to in the last year, what would you like to see added to this?
To this rock one or
no,
to the rock pop or anywhere
so far in like well I added this for rock metal and alternative because that's what we listen to.
Okay, rock metal alternative, what would I add?
I'd like to see more from Ghost.
I would like to see more from Ghost. I'm honestly surprised. Actually, no, never mind. Impera came out last year. It can't be nominated.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm honestly surprised it was only Call Me Little Sunshine. But then again, Mariana Cross didn't get popular until later. And Mariana Cross came out like 4 or 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, man. I do think they need or deserve more attention. But, I mean, this year there was only the covers album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, what have I listened to that's new? And
isn't that so fucked where it's just like, oh, no.
Well, it's just because, like, I have to look through ye old Spotify. Give me a second.
For me personally, in no way do I think it would win a Grammy. But there's a band called Water Parks. Mm-hmm. They put out an album this year called Intellectual Property that was really good that I enjoyed. They have a very specific like sound that's very much like almost like old school emo shit.
Ooh, okay.
Not like whiny emo, but mm-hmm. it's a little bit more poppy. Like it's a weird combination. I personally really dig them.
You know, I think would have been cool, but like not popular enough. It's Glory Hammer.
Oh no! Yeah, no fucking way. That would be
really cool, but it's not happening. It's too. It's just the public's not ready for it.
No, not at all.
But it would be fucking hilarious. Just these young boys going up in armor.
Let's see. What the frick? Def Leppard put out an album this year?
They collabed with Ghost on the Spillways track.
Mm.
They did like he did a thing with them.
That's interesting.
But I don't know if they had put out an album.
Mm. Hey, let's just all take a moment of silence and be grateful for the fact that you two put out an album this year and didn't get a nomination.
Didn't force it on my phone.
didn't bypass consent and shit on my phone.
I'll never forget. My mom woke, like, texted me that day and was like, why do I have this? Did I pay for it? And I was like, no, dude, you can delete it. Like, it's fine.
I remember when that happened and everyone was so confused and so upset.
I was pissed. I don't want that shit. God damn it.
Oh, fuck.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That was not good.
No. All right, let's keep it moving. Them. We're going to be here forever.
Yeah. Let's do these ones a little faster because we spent a lot of time on those last two.
But those ones were going to take up the most time. Yeah. These we're going to just breeze through.
All right. We're into R&B rap and spoken word poetry. Best R&B performance. We got Summer Too Hot from Chris Brown. Back to Love from Robert Glasper featuring Sir and Alex Isley. ICU from Coco Jones. How Does It Make You Feel from Victoria Monet. and Kill Bill from SZA.
Yee.
I think I listened to How Does It Make You Feel.
Oh?
And Kill Bill.
Oh, yeah. I definitely listened to Kill Bill. I just want SZA to win. Also, I hate Chris Brown, so.
Yeah. He's kind of a bag of dicks. The SZA one was alright. I think I remember liking the Victoria Monet one. I don't remember.
Alright. Yeah. I think Kill Bill's gonna take it, for sure.
Probably. Go ahead with this next one.
Alright, we have Best Rap Song, Attention from Doja Cat, Barbie World from Nicki Minaj, and Ice Spice featuring Aqua. Just Wanna Rock from Lil Uzi Vert. Rich Flex from Drake and 21 Savage.
21.
And then Scientists and Engineers from Killer Mike featuring Andre 3000, Future, and Aaron Allen Kane.
I listened to Scientists and Engineers.
Was it good?
It's actually pretty dope. I liked it.
It sounds good.
It was a trip. Like, because when it started, it wasn't what I expected. But the way the song ends up working out, I was like, holy shit, this is actually really cool. I enjoyed it. Did you listen to any of these? Barbie World?
Barbie World, yeah. I'm not a huge Drake or 21 Savage fan, so I did not listen to Rich Flex.
I have a friend that really likes that song.
Oh, okay. And then I know a lot of people who really like Lil Uzi.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I listen to Barbie World and I listen to Attention.
Thoughts? Feels?
They're fine. I've said this before, I'll say it again, I am not well versed enough in these genres to have strong opinions either way. Like,
you could say you don't like the song, like, it is what it is.
Oh,
you know?
yeah, for sure. But, like, I just, you know, like, it's like when you guys did Wu-Tang and I was sitting from the corner just like, hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, from there we go to country and American roots music, which I think this category alone is racist, because if we're gonna do American roots music, it should all be blues songs.
Blues is in this category. It is in here. It is in this section. I just didn't include it.
It should just only be blues. Country should have its own thing and leave it alone. Anyway, best country solo performance.
So I am going to scream about this section.
Oh my god, I'm scared. In Your Love, Tyler Childers.
Yes.
Buried, Brandi Clark.
Yes.
Fast Car, Luke Combs. The Last Thing on My Mind, Dolly Parton. Did not know she did this. And White Horse, Chris Stapleton.
Beautiful. The fact that Luke motherfucking Combs got nominated for a goddamn Grammy for covering the iconic, the beautiful, the stunning Fast Car by Tracy fucking Chapman. I'm incensed. I'm so fucking mad. Tracy Chapman famously screwed over by the music industry.
Yeah.
She got this song, when she did it in 1988, got nominated for the 1989 Grammys for, I believe it was Best Pop Performance, and then Song, and then Best New Artist for her. Or, like, Best Song overall. And she got Best Pop Performance, which, like, good for her. But, like, I will be so mad if he wins for a song written and made famous by a black woman.
I mean, hold on.
He's like, I need a white claw.
I do. Not lemon, though. How are you doing over there?
I'll take the lemon.
Okay.
No, so I'm mad. I have feelings.
A few of these songs came up, and I honestly skipped all of them just because I wasn't in a country mood, and I don't not like country. I know Luke Combs is. I know Dolly Parton. I know Chris Stapleton. I'm pretty sure I've heard Tyler music. Brandi Clark, hard maybe. That one doesn't sound familiar. But, like, I don't know. I just wasn't in the mood during lunch. But it is what it is. So we're just going to be upset if Luke Combs wins because he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah. Anyone else? I'm mostly indifferent. I'm not sure if Chris Stapleton is an ass. Like, with country music stars, it's always kind of a stab in the dark on whether or not they're terrible people. because I don't care enough. Except for Jason Aldean, who did that fucking stupid ass try
well,
that.
He cheated on his wife, too.
Yes, but also he did that then, song, yeah, the try that in a small town.
I'll do whatever I want in a small town. I'll piss in your fucking face in a small town. Or Kelly, everybody. I'll do it in a big town, too. Just get arrested there.
Everyone's getting pissed on.
Yeah.
By just on principle alone, I would like it if Dolly Parton won.
Yeah, why not? Let her get some more on there.
Because I love Dolly Parton. Now, best country group performance or duo performance. High Note, Dierks Bentley.
Dierks?
Dierks. Dierks. Featuring Billy Strings. I killed him. Nobody's Nobody by Brothers Osborne. I Remember Everything by Zach Bryan, featuring Kacey Musgraves. Mm-hmm. Kissing Your Picture, parentheses, Is So Cold. Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, Save Me by Jelly Roll with Lainey Wilson. And then We Don't Fight Anymore by Carly Pierce, featuring Chris Stapleton.
Are they married?
No.
God, that's a cringe.
Listen to We Don't Fight Anymore?
I don't listen to any of this.
Okay. We Don't Fight Anymore. I really like Carly Pierce. Mm-hmm. I say really like Carly Pierce. I like a couple of her songs. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about her as an artist.
You really like a couple of her songs.
I really like a couple of her songs. And I did like this. I also love Kacey Musgraves. So that, and then there was another song that Jelly Roll did. I remember because it made me laugh. But the song was just like, it was way too Jesus-centric. Oh, God. I was not about it. I personally would like to see We Don't Fight Anymore win, but I really don't give a fuck either way.
All right. From there, we are moving on to visual media and music video / film. Best compilation soundtrack for visual media. We have Aurora, Daisy Jones and the Six, Barbie the Album, obviously various artists, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, various, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, various, I'll talk about that, and Weird, the Weird Al story. did you watch that?
No, I heard it was good, though.
I need to watch it. Before we talk about any of these, Guardians of the Galaxy should never, ever be nominated for this, because none of these songs came out this year.
No, it's just a compilation.
Yeah, I hate it. And near. I'm sure the Weird Al one slaps.
I mean, it's all Weird Al.
Yeah, but it slaps.
So, obviously, Barbie is Barbie. Like, yeah. You know, that's good. I've heard good things about Black Panther, and I've heard very good things about Daisy Jones and the Six. Uh-huh. I really want to watch it. Okay. It's, like, it's based off of a book that got turned into a TV show that is so, like, it's the tightest loosely based off of Fleetwood Mac story I've ever seen. Like, everyone keeps drawing comparisons to Fleetwood. Like, it's like, this is obviously about Fleetwood Mac. Like, you need to pay Stevie Nicks. Like,
she deserves money.
She deserves money for this.
What did you do to Stevie?
Yeah. I would like to see, for compilation soundtrack, fuck it, let's give it to Weird Al.
Yeah. I mean, Barbie's gonna win, but
right. Yes.
Go ahead with that next one.
Yeah, best score soundtrack for visual media including film and television. We got Mark Ronson for Barbie, Ludwig Göransson for Black Panther, John Williams for The Fabelmans,
the GOAT.
John Williams for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
The GOAT.
And then we got Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer also. This is slapper after slapper.
Yeah.
After slapper. Bangers only.
Bangers only in this. Oh my God.
I think Oppenheimer's going to get it though.
I want to agree with you. I just haven't seen it.
It's very good. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, the score is incredible.
Ooh, also, it's time for me to enrage everybody with a fun fact about me. I have only seen one Indiana Jones movie, and you get one guess to figure out which one it is.
I'm just gonna do the outlier bet here. Crystal Skull.
Yep.
You're fucking joking.
I've never seen any of these
You're
movies.
You're fucking joking. Danny.
I've never seen these movies. I never Danny. Understood the riot at Disney. I was like, cool, but why?
Danny.
He's just a colonizer.
He's so much more than that. Yeah. Oh my god.
I don't know. I never
How
saw
have
it.
We been friends for this long and you haven't and I didn't know this?
I've been waiting because you bring it up a lot. I know Phil brings it up a lot. Literally, I know Phil loves
it's
those
one
movies.
Of his favorite movies. It is Indiana Jones 3 is one of his favorite movies.
I've never seen it. Oh my god. Well, there it is, Phil.
My god.
You're welcome.
Wow. You're fucking joking.
Nobody had it. Nobody had the VHS.
We have to fix this now. We'll watch it you at some know point. That, right? Yeah. Like, I need... Oh, my God. Anyway, Oppenheimer hopefully is going to win. I'm looking at Danny in a whole new light. Do you want to take this on? Or...
Yeah. Best score soundtrack for video games and other interactive media. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. Sarah... Schneider? I don't
Schneiser?
Know.
Schnauzer?
Gears of War Ragnarok from Bear. No, my God, his name is not Bear. Bear McCreary. Hogwarts Legacy. Peter Murray. J. Scott Racozzi. And Chuck E. Myers. Quote C. Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Stefan Barton and Gordy Hab. And Stray Gods, the role-playing musical. That I already hope they win. Jess Sarrow, Tripod, and Austin Wintry.
Sure.
Yeah, sure, man. I don't play video games this much anymore. I do like seeing Gears of War on something, because I used to really like that game. But at this point, role-playing musical.
So.
Great.
I asked for... our friends from the NPC Gaming podcast.
Ooh.
About their thoughts on this one. And let's see.
Good plug.
God damn it. Anthony can only attest to Hogwarts Legacy, but he enjoyed it. And James, out of all of them, he says God of War is the best one. I can't speak to any of these because...
Oh, it's God of War. I thought I said Gears of War. Sorry.
Did you say Gears of War?
I'm pretty sure. Sorry, not Gears of War. Apparently we hate that game.
God of War.
God of War. I never played any God of War games. I was out by then.
I was out. I'm trying...
But he liked God of War?
Yes.
Man, I hear a lot of good things about that series in general.
I mean, I heard Ragnarok was great. Let's see. Stray Gods, it has a stacked fucking cast. Our boy, Raul Coley, is a voice actor in the game. Yeah. So basically the whole premise of the game
is this thing called?
It's like Greek mythology based.
Uh-huh.
It's called Stray Gods. But we got Laura Bailey in this bitch. Troy Baker, Felicia Day, Raul Coley. Isn't that nuts?
That's so wild. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a super fucking stacked cast. So a lot of these people, like, are also professional D&D players. So, like, Felicia Day, mm-hmm. Erika Ishii, Laura Bailey, Anjali Bhamani, Ashley Johnson, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would like to play it also because Laura Bailey has like the voice of a fucking angel. Like, she sings very well. I'm curious. I'm sure. I don't know. We'll see. But that's all.
All right. Best song written for visual media. I mean, we already know what we're gonna hear here. Barbie World from Nicki Minaj, Ice Spice, and Aqua. Dance the Night from Barbie. Dua Lipa, I'm Just Ken from Barbie. Shout out to our boy Ryan. Lift Me Up from Black Panther. Wakanda Forever from Rihanna. And What Was I Made For? Billie Eilish from Barbie. I listened to 30 seconds of Lift Me Up, and I was like, ner.
You didn't like it?
No.
I didn't hear it, so.
It was, eh, I don't know.
It was, eh.
Next. Yeah. Barbie's gonna win.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Just playing the numbers game here, we got one song that
could you imagine this is the one thing they don't win in?
Oh, that would be the funniest thing ever.
Which one do you think is gonna take it?
I'm hoping to God it's I'm Just Ken. Yeah, absolutely. I want it to be I'm Just Ken so fucking bad.
I agree. Go ahead with this last one.
Yeah, best music video. Going out on a interesting note. I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles? I didn't understand this one. And Let It Die. Let Them Die, please. I'm begging.
Somebody get Chapman.
No. Bad joke.
Singing.
In Your Love by Tyler Childers. What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish. Count Me Out by Kendrick Lamar. And Rush by Troy... I can never say his last name.
Sivan. I've never seen any of these videos.
I need you right now to just watch the first 15 seconds of Rush.
Okay. You know I'm going to get the band before I get whoever the hell that is.
I mean, just put Rush and then TR and the rest should...
There it is. Official video. I'm already confused by, like, the... What's it called? The thumbnail.
Oh, the thumbnail? Yeah.
God damn it.
First, we have to listen to this ad.
Lily from AT&T can get it. They can try to censor her all they want. Oh, okay. Why is his ass so red? Pre-slap. What in the hell? All right, before we get hit with the...
No, yeah, just skip to the middle, honestly. Like, this whole thing is a gay fever dream.
Oh, shit, yeah, it is. What the hell?
It was a very fun video to watch.
Interesting.
But the whole video is...
super gay.
It's a very gay fever dream with very good choreography.
Good for them. Holy shit. Oh, there's butt crack again.
There's a lot of ass in this, I'm not gonna lie.
It's not red anymore. This started so red. How many takes?
I know. How many times did he slap his own ass?
Did he think they had, like, spank fluffer? Which somebody's just... Because it's only that exposed part of his butt cheek.
Well, it's also specifically that cheek. Like, someone was just over there just like, pa, pa, pa.
Poor dude.
Oh, man. God. But no, it's like, there's a lot of asses. But then there's also, like, a, like, surprising amount of titties. Like, I'm like, is Troy just, like, a just, like, it's making sure there's something life for everyone. Yeah. Like, anyway, this was the only one that I felt compelled to watch because Troy did also very, like, 2015, like, Tumblr, like, sad gay boy shit.
Okay.
It was not like this. Like, he did this song called, like, Youth, and it was very, like, vibey.
Okay.
And now it's, we're freaking, I don't know.
I mean,
doing poppers. I don't know.
That's definitely it's a club song. Did you see the thing I sent you on Instagram? As I was walking up your stairs?
No. Do I have to pull it up right now?
It has nothing to do with this, by the way. It's music related, but.
Oh, okay. Not. It's okay. This can all be cut out. I feel around. God damn it. It's going to be stuck in my head now. It's a t-shirt that says Insane Clown Bussy. And I'm kind of in love with that.
Oh my god, I did so much to not die coming up your stairs.
Oh my god. That's beautiful. Love that. Love it. Okay.
Anyway.
There are a bajillion other things, but we're actually not done, because remember how we said we'd come back to it.
Yeah, we are going to have to do this one a little faster, because we are at an hour 20.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Let's start at the bottom. Best new artist. Gracie Adams.
Abrams.
Abrams, sorry. Fred Again. Ice Spice, Jelly Roll, Coco Jones, Noah Kahan.
Kahan.
Victoria Monet, and The War and Treaty.
There was a playlist of just the new artists, and I listened to the whole thing. I've listened to Noah Kahan. I've been listening to Noah Kahan. I need him to win. I am very happy. Like, I really like a lot of his music. Noah Kahan's great. Gracie Abrams, also good. I would be happy if she won. Followed shortly by Ice Spice.
Okay.
Those are my thoughts.
I haven't listened to any of this.
Okay.
Aside from the one Victoria Monet one.
Well, there we go.
It is what it is. Song of the year. Let's start it off hot with my queen, Lana Del Rey, A&W. Taylor Swift with Antihero. John
Batiste?
Batiste, yeah. Butterfly. Dua Lipa with Dance the Night. Miley Cyrus with Flowers. SZA with Kill Bill. Our girl Olivia's back with Vampire. Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? Oh, that's it. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's it. For Song of the Year?
Song of the Year.
I'm going to say Vampire, personally.
I have it between Vampire and Antihero.
Yeah, I'm going to say Vampire. I think that would be sick.
That would be.
Okay, do you want me to run through Album of the Year real quick?
Yep, Album of the Year.
Let's go. World Music Radio by John Batiste. The Record by Boy Genius. Endless Summer Vacation, Miley Cyrus. Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard by Lana Del Rey.
Don't Forget Me.
The Age of Pleasure, Janelle Monáe. Guts, Olivia Rodrigo. Midnights, Taylor Swift. SOS by SZA. This is stacked.
This is a lot.
Also, again, very happy with the sheer amount of women nominated.
Hell yeah.
This year.
And honestly, like, not in, even like numbers alone, like, I would have guessed even before seeing this that a woman was going to win this.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy crap.
I feel like you're gonna go for Lana Del Rey.
I want her to win, but again, nobody listened to that album. Or not, there's not enough people who listen to it as much as people who listen to...
I mean, but they don't take necessarily, like, they don't, do they take, like, streams or, like, and those kinds of things into consideration?
I think they have to.
But if that was the case, Taylor Swift would win everything always.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there has to be something here.
Like, I mean, maybe they take it into consideration, but I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think Midnights is going to win.
You think so?
I think so. I think Taylor Swift is going to win for this one. I don't want to see her, like, sweep. because I think that's just boring. But, I think Midnights is, in my opinion, the better album.
You listened to the whole thing, right?
For Midnights, yeah. I really like The Record. Like, for me personally, that's my favorite album out of all the ones listed.
Yeah.
But that's just my personal preference. But I think overall, like, what people are, like, my prediction is it's going to be Midnights.
Right. Interesting. This came out in 2022?
What did?
Oh, but it's the end of 2022.
Yeah. Like, that's basically, why. Like...
Yeah, it's October to... Our October or end of September or whatever the fucking thing is. It only had 3 singles.
What?
Not gonna full cover this. Antihero, Lavender Haze, Karma.
Oh yeah.
Let me see this real quick.
No, this song or this album came out while I was in New Orleans last year.
Okay.
I remember listening to it on the plane back.
Let's see here. Holy shit.
What?
There's 23 songs on this.
On Midnight?
Album.
Yeah.
Why?
Wait, are you looking at the extended?
I'm looking at all the extended. The standard edition has 13. Then there's a Target exclusive one, and you get 16. But if you buy the 3 AM edition, you get 20. But if you buy the Till Dawn edition, you get 23. Fuck you, Taylor. You ass.
Well, what I like about this, and it's very funny to me, is that there's a song that features Lana Del Rey. It's called Snow on the Beach.
Yeah, I listened to it.
It's good. However, people got so miffed that there was like virtually no Lana Del Rey in the song.
That's why I don't like it.
That there's another version called Snow on the Beach featuring more Lana Del Rey. And that one you can actually hear her.
Good. Fuck you, Taylor Swift, you stupid bitch. Yeah, I don't know, man. Honestly, I can see Midnight's not winning because I only have heard the one song.
Interesting.
Aside from former guest of the show, Hannah, posting a lot of, post a whole fucking album on her story. So, like, you know, I've heard most of it, but she's the only one that I'll see post things regularly, like new shit or like things that are quote unquote deep cuts.
I don't know. Like, cause I also, like, again, I think it's just like who you know.
Yeah.
Because this album, like, people freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
But anyway, what do you think it's gonna take? It's gonna take it.
Guts.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Whatever.
Just discover this girl. She's getting it.
No, yeah, she's like, her songwriting is so, like, it just it hits so good, especially if you're a woman in your 20s. Anyway,
so that brings us to the end of our little prediction shenanigans. Also, Alex Webster special. We're going to be covering some of these albums as we approach the award show. We'll probably do an award show wrap up with all the winners.
That'd be fun.
We'll see if we can get more people from the network on it, just so we can all scream for a bit.
Sure.
Sure. Alex, do you have things to plug?
Hell yeah, I do. Thank you for listening to me rant about music. It's my favorite thing to do. And I love... Thank you for having me. if you want to find me, I'm on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. I have two podcasts. This isn't my podcast. I have two podcasts on the network. One is the Horrible People's Podcast. We talk about spooky movies every week. It's a great time. Danny's been on it.
Hell yeah.
And you can find us on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast. And then I'm also a co-host / cast member on Turning Tables podcast. I am currently a DM there. Yeah. And it's a lot. There's a lot going on. I'm very excited. I'm going to try to kill everyone. So you can find us on Instagram there at Turning Tables Pod as well.
Yay. You can find me on Instagram, Untapped, Blue Sky, Wrathchild 714. You can follow this show on Instagram at Hops and Notes Pod. And you can find more shows like this, previously listed and unmentioned shows, on the Horrible People's Network. That is HORRORBLE People's Network. I don't really have a sign-off for this one that's super creative, but until next time, I will be posting questions on the Instagram to see what people think is going to happen, who's going to win.
I love it.
So, yeah, be ready for that. Peace out, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to Horrible People's Network on Instagram. That's HORRORBLE People's Network on Instagram.